This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. A UN human rights report released Thursday says Russia's invasion of Ukraine has caused a dire human rights situation there, with a wide variety of rights violations, including extrajudicial killings and torture that could amount to war crimes. The report, sponsored by the UN Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights and conducted by the UN Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, documents the first 6 months of Russia's invasion of Ukraine from February through July. At a news conference Tuesday in Kyiv, the head of the monitoring mission, Matilda Bogner, said there is ample evidence the Russian military has been targeting civilians.
The vast majority of civilian casualties that we have documented since the 24th of February were caused by the use of explosive weapons in populated areas, for the most part by Russian armed forces and affiliated armed groups. Shelling from heavy artillery, such as multiple launch rocket systems and missile and air attacks, include weapons that carry cluster munitions, were used repeatedly. While OHCHR has not been able to assess compliance with international humanitarian law for each individual incident, the scale of damage and destruction strongly indicates that violations of international humanitarian law have occurred. The heavy toll that these weapons have had on civilians is evident.
Bogner said her team also documented cases of torture and ill treatment of prisoners of war by members of the Ukrainian armed forces. Meanwhile, Ukraine's foreign minister Tuesday urged the European Union to impose economic sanctions on Russia to punish it for staging annexation votes in four occupied regions, and said the moves by Russia would not change Ukraine's actions on the battlefield. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday criticized Iranian authorities for using disproportionate use of force against protesters following the death of a 22-year-old Iranian Kurdish woman detained by the nation's so-called morality police. Iraq police and security forces clashed again Tuesday with protesters in several Iranian cities amid demonstrations that first began September 17th, protesting the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while being held by the country's morality police for failing to properly wear a hijab. Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesperson Ravini Shamdasani said the office was very concerned by the continued violent response by security forces, as well as urging authorities to restore internet access and release those who had been detained. Iranian officials say 41 people have died since the protests began, while human rights groups put the toll at much higher. The White House is hosting a conference on hunger, nutrition, and health Wednesday, and ahead of that meeting, U.S. President Joe Biden and his administration have released a strategy for ending hunger in the United States by 2030. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
The plan includes boosting monthly benefits that help low-income Americans buy food and highlights the need for access to healthier food and exercise. This week, President Biden will host the White House's first Hunger, Nutrition, and Health Conference in more than 50 years. The last one under President Nixon aimed to end American hunger for all time, led to a greatly expanded food stamps program and help for babies. But cuts to federal programs and other changes have led to declines in access to food. The FDA says about 10% of American households suffered food insecurity last year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Spanish court Tuesday formally ordered Colombian superstar singer Shakira to stand trial on accusations she failed to pay $14.3 million in income taxes. The 45-year-old singer, whose full name is Shakira Isabel Mabarak Rapol, rejected a July deal that could have settled the case, which meant she would have to stand trial in a case that could see her sent to prison for 8 years. The Spanish court Tuesday confirmed the trial will go ahead on a date still to be announced. The prosecutor seeking an 8-year prison term for the singer, who's accused of failing to pay taxes between 2012 and 2014. A statement from the singer's lawyer said the announcement of the trial is just another step in the proceedings, and the situation has not changed Shakira's legal defense. Repeating the hour's top news story, a UN human rights report released Thursday says Russia's invasion of Ukraine has caused a dire human rights situation in the nation. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is